one of the burning questions as we get closer to the withdrawal of U.S. troops, at least some U.S. troops from Afghanistan, is how prepared Afghanistan forces are, whether they be the army or the police, to handle security issues when the United States leaves. Well, a front page story from today's New York Times may help us to answer that at least a bit. It's a look at biometric facial recognition and how it's used on 1 out of 20 Afghans and then put into databases that are operated by American, NATO, and local forces. And it appears the Afghan police are actually putting these biometric technologies to use. Joining us this morning, Tom Shanker, who's the Pentagon and National Security Correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning to you.
This biometric filing system is known in United States. It's known in places like the UK, but it hasn't really been used before in a country like Afghanistan. Is this technology that the United States or NATO gave to the Afghans?
It's certainly technology the U.S. is even pushing on the Afghan and on the Iraqis to help secure their borders and their internal defenses. And what's really being proven on the battlefields there is the widespread use as a tool of population control in ways that may help security there, but certainly raise concerns of civil libertarians here in the United States.
Explain how biometric facial recognition works.
Sure. What happens there, it used to be on computers and cameras and very bulky. It's now been miniaturized to the point where it's like a handheld device, sort of the size of a very large digital camera. It can scan both of the eyeballs, taking pictures and digitizing the irises. It takes a clear facial portrait, particularly looking for 5 clues that it can match on a computer: nose, ears, eyes, etc. And it takes fingerprints as well. And what's really revolutionary about the new systems, they can either be connected wireless to a mainframe, or they can be downloaded each day with millions of other files. So you can almost instantaneously, anywhere in the battlefield, both capture the biometrics on a person that you're talking to and compare them to millions of files of law-abiding citizens and potential insurgents in a matter of seconds.
And one would imagine, and I would guess, that one of the reasons in the U.S. and other NATO countries would so much want Afghans to use is it also gives us access to a database of potential terrorism suspects.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the first people who were subjected to biometric enrollment were the detainees and prison population. Now you have to do it if you want to join the Afghan or Iraqi security forces. You have to do it if you want a job at an American installation. I mean, it's really hard not to cross the biometric system in Iraq or Afghanistan if you want to participate in any government project or accept a government service. And it really does help separate the insurgents from the population. It allows roads to be open. And as you said, the really interesting second-order effect is after an IED or roadside bomb, which is the largest killer of American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, they can often get latent forensic details, fingerprints or other things. And in particular, if they defuse a bomb before it gets off, and then you can compare those latent fingerprints, other details, to the millions of people in the biometric database, perhaps leading you to the bomber.
And, of course, as you say, the trade-off is that I imagine Afghans feel that this might be, understandably, an invasion of their privacy and their civil liberties.
The main thing they want is for the Afghan government to do it. They don't really like Americans doing it to them. Very understandable.
Tom Shanker is the Pentagon and National Security Correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. His piece appears on the front page of today's paper. Tom, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.